The weather was getting increasingly hot, and I was soaked with sweat. I began eating salt tablets and taking frequent drinks of tepid water from my canteens. We were warned to save our water as long as possible, because no one knew when we would get any more. A sweating runner with a worried face came up from the rear. "Hey, you guys, where's K Company's CO?" he asked. We told him where we thought Ak-Ak could be located. "What's the hot dope?" someone asked, with that same anxious question always put to runners. "Battalion CP says we just gotta establish contact with the 7th Marines, 'cause if the Nips counterattack, they'll come right through the gap," he said as he hurried on. "Jesus," said a man near me. We moved forward and came up with the rest of the company in a clearing. The platoons formed up and took casualty reports. Japanese mortar and artillery fire increased. The shelling became heavy, indicating the probability of a counterattack. Most of their fire whistled over us and fell to our rear. This seemed strange, although fortunate to me at the time. The order came for us to move out a short distance to the edge of the scrub. At approximately 1650, I looked out across the open airfield toward the southern extremities of the Coral Ridges, collectively called Bloody Nose Ridge, and saw vehicles of some sort moving amid swirling clouds of dust. "Hey," I said to a veteran next to me, "one of those Amtraks doing all the way across the airfield toward the Jap lines." "Them ain't Amtraks, they're Nip tanks," he said. Shell bursts appeared among the enemy tanks. Some of our Sherman tanks had arrived at the edge of the airfield on our left and opened fire. Because of the clouds of dust and the shell fire, I couldn't see much and didn't see any enemy infantry, but the firing on our left was heavy. Word came for us to deploy on the double. The riflemen formed a line at the edge of the scrub along a trail and lay prone, trying to take what cover they could. From the beginning to the end on Peleliu, it was all but impossible to dig into the hard coral rock, so the men piled rocks around themselves or got behind logs and debris. Snafu and I set up our 60-millimeter mortar a few yards behind them, across the trail in a shallow crater. Everyone got edgy as the order came. "Stand by to repel counterattack. Counterattack hitting I Company's front." I didn't know where Company I was, but I thought it was on our left, somewhere. Although I had great confidence in our officers and NCOs, it seemed to me that we were alone and confused in the middle of a rumbling chaos, with snipers everywhere and with no contact with any other units. I thought all of us would be lost.